How do people get started? Where do they get stuck? Does their family really follow along when they want to get organized? Wouldn't you love to peek behind the curtain and see how other people in the 100-day program are actually getting their home organized? Well, that's what we're going to be doing from now on the Wednesday new Organize 365 podcast. I would love to introduce you to your fellow Organize 365 members that are on this home organization journey with you. Let's see how they have gone from disorganized to organized. Jamie, welcome to the Organize 365 podcast.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited to hear your story. Can you start by telling us how you found Organize 365?
Yes. So I live in the DC area, and my husband and I in 2018 were in the process of adopting our son, and he has ADHD, and I was looking for anything and all things to help me understand this new world. And I remember I was on the commuter bus, and it was raining hard outside, and you happened to be doing a podcast on Attitude through Attitude Magazine. Mm-hmm. And listening to your story about you and your kids gave me hope, because at that moment it was really, really challenging for me. We're an older couple, and so to adopt the 13-year-old at this time in our life, it was challenging. So to hear you, I was like, well, who is this lady? So I went and found you and saw that you organized, and not just organized, but you gave us permission to organize on our time. You gave it in little bits and pieces, and you gave us grace. And that made all the world for me at that time. So that's how I found you.
Oh, so great. Okay, so Attitude Magazine is spelled A-D-T-I, whatever, Attitude, like ADD, for people who are not familiar. And someone gave my book, How ADHD Affects Home Organization, to the head editor of that magazine, and they reached out to me, and that's why I'm a contributor. It's a magazine that just comes out 4 times a year, mm-hmm. and then they do regular monthly webinars, and they asked me to do a webinar right away, and they said that the pre-registration for that webinar was the second highest of all the webinars they've ever done.
Wow. Yeah. It brought me a lot of peace on a very cloudy and rainy day, I'll just say.
Mm-hmm. And if you are like, well, I want to see the webinar, I have a link to it. If you go to organize365.com/masterclass, there's a link. It'll take you over to Attitude to watch the replay if you're like, oh, I want to go see what that is. That's something I definitely want to dive more into in 2021, mm-hmm. about how ADHD affects specifically women at home, because it's not an area that is researched or that people are really providing solutions for. And often, now your child is adopted, but often if you have ADHD children, you also have ADD because it's hereditary, and life is just moving so fast and is so non-tactile. Like, everything is so digital and you can't put your hands on it and you can't physically organize it, and so mental. Like, everything we organize is mental. And mm-hmm. primarily when you have attention deficit issues, it is a perception of the passing of time. And so you either perceive things take a lot longer or a lot faster than they actually are in true reality, based on how other people perceive time and understanding that in physical space. So I definitely want to dive into that more in the future, but I'm so glad that's how you found me.
Yes.
And congratulations on adopting your son. Who else is in your family with you?
Thank you. So my husband and I have been married. It's been 23 years we've been married, and my 13-year-old son. And then my 10-year-old German Shepherd Collie mix TJ, who is laying on the floor next to me.
Isn't that so true? Like, we have to add in the dogs and sometimes the cats. Like, they are truly members of our family, aren't they?
They are. I love your Hunter.
Let's hope he doesn't make an appearance, but you know, I have no control. He is not trained. All right. So you adopted your son, and he is currently 13 years old.
Yes.
So why did you decide to get organized? Like, what was the thing that was like, all right, I'm going to focus on this organizing of the house?
I think I organize decent, but once he came into the house, I realized that I had to think about organization and time very different.
Yeah.
And we didn't have any kids before. So we went from an empty nest to a full nest. So having processes was important for us at that particular time in our lives. And the transition, the emotion, all of those pieces were so very important to us that I needed a system to really kind of balance that out in the home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just like everything I know from child development and as a teacher, you know, a 13-year-old boy is going through a lot of transition, and then he's going to add on transitioning to a forever family. Like, that's huge. Like, in a sense, it's going to give him a lot of security because now he knows he's in a forever home. But at the same time, you know, like, you've had 13 years outside of this family. Mm-hmm. And a lot of what we do in parenting, you know, I like to divide parenting into 3 8-year chunks. So the first 8 years, you're just making sure they're alive. And then the next 8 years, you know, they're learning your rhythms, your cultures, your traditions, your rules. And then really, you got your son right when they're in that last third where they're taking that and they are learning how to make it their own and become their own adult. You almost took someone who already had their own, I don't know how long you've had him, but had his own systems, and you're trying to impart what would have been learned like 5 to 8 years prior of just living it every day and verbally trying to be like, here's our rules, here's our culture, here's our traditions, here's, you know, how to become a successful member of our family and society in our estimation. That's a challenging time to do that with a 13-year-old boy.
It is. It's a lot going on at the same time. And, and we try to impart as much grace as we can, but we find ourselves really trying to redirect, because he is a survivor. I love him. Mm-hmm. He is really a survivor, dealing with all the things that he has.
Yeah.
But not all of his survival skills are healthy. And so that's what we're trying to instill in him, those healthier things, and have him think about things a bit more. Take a moment, think about them before you do them. So it's a work in progress.
All while trying to show him unconditional love, which is correct, probably something he doesn't have, and going to be the basis of everything. So yeah, you're in a challenging, I'm sure you're up for the challenging spot. What I know to be true is as you're already organized, but as you figure out how to teach your organization to him through modeling it, that is the biggest, you know, kids just follow, kids and husbands just kind of follow the female head of the household. It's just true. Like my kids want me in the house. Like, I'm working from home. We have an office. I'm working from home because their anxiety is lower. Like, it's just the presence of the female head of the home just creates a warm blanket in the house for everyone, you know, just like, okay, it's safe here. I'm okay here. And so, wow, you got a lot going on.
We do.
So do you remember what time of year it was that you decided to dive in?
So another part of our story is that we moved. We've lived in Maryland the whole time, but we moved from one county to another. Okay. So last year, along with finalizing an adoption, we built a house, we sold our house, and we sold our rental property.
I love you already.
Because we're crazy like that. So what I realized, especially during the transition times, yeah, I wasn't as organized as I thought, and I didn't have a process. Mm-hmm. So we'd actually moved out of our primary residence, and we moved into an apartment. And I had been reading about I had listened to all your podcasts and followed your site and all of that. And before we moved into our new home, when we moved into the apartment, that's when I started with the 100 day. I wanted to buy I started with a Sunday basket is what I started with. I had that when we were in the apartment. That worked out well. As we were transitioning to our new home, the 100 day is what I needed, because I figured if I have all this stuff coming in, that's the best time to do that. And because I'm down for a challenge, then I decided, well, let's just go all access. And so that's what why not? Let's just have a party and do this. So
what I love though is like, so this is 2019 we're talking about. We're recording this in early 2020. So basically in 2019, you went from renting your, you know, you went all in on your whole life.
Yes.
Like you got your forever home, your forever kid, your forever family. You went all in on your, like you really did. You went from like living life to owning in so many ways your life. And that, I mean, that could be scary, but it could be so empowering too.
Yeah, I'm getting to the empowering part. It's scary.
Still in the scary? Tell me when you get to the empowering. Just email me. It'll be great. So your home, you built your home. How did you decide what you wanted in this home? Like that just, I've always dreamt of building a home. So I'm going to live vicariously through you.
We found the district, the schools that we wanted our son. And then okay. We found property in that area. And actually our builder made it fairly easy for us to pick things out. But it was fun. It was interesting watching the length of time that it took. Mm-hmm. Of course, my son wanted to buy and move in. And you had months and months of right. watching it. So, but that was helpful. And I think mm-hmm. you can coincide that with the processes that you have. Mm-hmm. You tell us to do certain things. Like yesterday was our first day of the 100 day.
Yeah.
And so you look around.
Yeah.
And I was grateful just to look around. And then you break it up into bits and pieces, you know, tackle this area, mm-hmm. now this area. And that was kind of the way that the house was being built. You poured a foundation. You had to have these things done. Check and make sure those are right. Okay, now we can build on top of yep. that. And yep. that's what makes a sturdy foundation. So it was a lengthy process. But it was fun. It was the first time we'd ever built a house before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, as an adoptive mother myself, I found that there were certain things that a pregnant mom would have gotten to do that I didn't get to do. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have the doctor's appointments. I wasn't there for the delivery of either of my two children. I didn't have baby showers. You know, I didn't have any of those things. My friends threw me baby showers after Joey was a month old. But I didn't have that before. And so it was almost like believing in getting this forever family on my own without not the support, but kind of the support of everybody else that you would pull on if you were pregnant. And right. I like just listening to your story, this finding the district for your son, building the house, making those moves. It's almost like that was your gestational period. And as you moved into that new house with this forever family, like your family is now there. Like,
right.
And that's probably good. People are gonna be like, you are crazy, but no. It's just like the birthing process. Like it happens later mm-hmm. in adoptive families, but there's usually some time where you could be like, okay, that was what you would equivalent to a pregnancy for our family.
And that's a good point. When the original house, he loved it, mm-hmm. but this house, he got to have input. And that makes a difference. And he owns it. I mean, he owns his room, his bathroom. He thinks he owns the kitchen, but he does not. But he owns this whole house.
Welcome to parenthood. You own nothing, your time, your money, everything is no longer your own. I don't know what you thought it was going to be like, but welcome to it. It's all right. I'm gonna say. Yeah. Awesome. So when is the first time you noticed that something was organized that had not been organized before? You're like, oh, wow, this is really different.
The kitchen.
Okay.
We have an open kitchen, and seeing our kitchen as clean and able to flow through it. Yep. The men couldn't find many of the things because they weren't listening to when I was telling this is where this goes, yep. this is where this goes. But that was very big for me because if somebody came into the door, they would see the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And as long as that was clean, I was happy. So that really helped motivate me into doing more.
It does, doesn't it? Like once you get one area done, you're like, oh, okay, well then what's the next area? And you right. start to task stack on that. And it's just so much less stress. Like you walk mm-hmm. in the kitchen like, oh, I thought this was going to be a mess. Because for a while you keep the mental picture you used to have and you expect to walk into a lot of work and you're like, oh, it's actually done. Like
right.
there are only a few things I have to do here, not like 3 hours worth of stuff I need to do here. And it's just like, you take a deep breath when you walk in that space.
Yes.
It's so mm-hmm. helpful. So has anything happened along this journey of organization that you did not expect to happen?
We knew in adopting our son that there was a lot that went with it, the doctor's appointments, the IEPs and all. But I found that we really had to advocate more for him. Mm-hmm. And I think I shared that, you know, having that information organized mm-hmm. was extremely helpful. I remember an instance where my husband was home and he called me at work and he said, they need this document now. And I was able to tell him exactly where to find that.
Don't you just feel like a boss when your spouse asks you for something and you're like, it is in the third drawer down in the blue slash pocket, label this and bam. Next.
And that's when they were sold on the Sunday basket. Before then, they were like, it's a box. But now they're like, Sunday basket.
Yes, I know. But you just, I mean, you had it together before, but now mm-hmm. other people see that you have it together. It's just a confidence builder, really. Yeah, I love it when Greg asks for something. I'm like, right here on this shelf at this point. And he's like, how do you know all this stuff? I'm like, well, don't know what to tell you.
Right. I know where it is, so I don't have to think about it.
Exactly. What do you think you have more of now?
Peace of mind. Peace of mind. The 100-day program, being able to work that in small pieces still allows me to do cooking. It still allows me to do homework and spend family time, which is important because we're building something that hasn't always been there. And so just having those processes has been extremely helpful. And because I've gone all access, I've moved into some of the binders now, or I will during the winter. Yeah. And that helps out a lot. You know, during tax season, here you have, I have that slash pocket, or mm-hmm. if we have an IEP meeting and there's a question, boom, I have that. And I have a workbox too. So that's what I'm working in today. And I find a lot of peace with that, knowing where items are. That's very helpful to me.
How about your husband? Has he like made any comments or does he notice a change in you?
He just rolls with it.
Yeah, they did.
But I was listening to a podcast. I think, I can't remember who it was, but they said that they had been doing this for a while and then their husband would follow along.
Yes.
And I thought that was a great idea. So what I'm going to do is include them, my team on the journey with me, while we're doing the cleaning. Mm-hmm. And I think that will make a difference, but my husband is all in. He's a clean person anyway. So any processes that help direct him, since he's a linear thinker, just that helps out a lot.
Yeah. Now, before you adopted your son, when it was just you and your husband, yes. Do you think you would have needed or benefited from these systems? Because it sounds like you were pretty organized before then.
No, I still need it. So let me step back. When I said I was organized, I think I was organized in my mind, but not necessarily all parts of my house. I think there were places that really needed help. The general places were pretty organized, but there were some places where I hadn't gone in a while that needed to be, that needed some extra attention.
Okay. So you would have liked it before, because I was thinking maybe you were like, had this level of organization and this just helped to bridge that gap through the different houses and the adoption process.
In my mind, I did.
Well, it all starts in your mind.
It does, but that's not a reality. So, I mean, there were more than just one hot mess room, you know. Just,
okay, good. So you're a real person is what you're saying?
I am. Okay, and I embrace that. Thank you for giving me that.
Yes, absolutely. So what do you have less of now? If you have more peace of mind, and what do you have less of?
I have less stress. And while there are still stressors in my life, mm-hmm. I have found, and I didn't go all the way through the program. I got through the office.
Yeah. But congratulations. That's more than 42 days.
I was happy.
You're an overachiever already.
So while it's not perfect, the stress, I mean, the not having to be perfect, release that stress. Mm-hmm. And because we do this 3 times a year,
yeah,
that was extremely helpful. So this year is a little more about self-care than the previous years have been. Mm-hmm. And that's because there are processes in place that are becoming more repetitive and natural to me that have helped me out a lot.
You seem like talking to you seems like you've been in this program for years. And I know it has not been that long.
No.
Do you think it's because you listen to all of the podcasts? Because you like have down all the things. I can't even say them. You're saying them like, I give myself grace and it's 3 years. And like you know all the lingo, all the Lisa stuff already. Do you think it's because you took the time and internalized all the free podcasts and changed your mindset before you bought the program? I say this because there are a lot of people listening who are like, oh my gosh, everybody on Wednesday has gone all access and bought all the things and I don't have $1,000. Like, and they're like, come on, what about me? I think that you were so ready. I just joined a coaching program last week and I said to the coach, I said, I'm sorry for you because I am always over ready by the time mm-hmm. I make a purchase.
Exactly.
Every single one of your free resources, I've listened to every podcast. I've watched all of the trailers. When I got access, I watched every single video in the portal. Like mm-hmm. apparently nobody does that. I watch it. And I said, so I'm ready for the coaching call. So when I get to the coaching call, my questions, they're like, we're going to have to get back to you on that. Because my questions are like, I want the top level of everything that you provide because I've consumed every piece of free content there is out there.
Okay. So first of all, I went all access like early. So that just tells you that
yeah, we're same
people. I've got a nerd side to me. But, you know, I did. I listened. After I heard you on that one podcast, then I found you and I listened more. And once I decided that I found you to be credible, then I just went all in. I listened to everything. I went to the site. I did your quiz.
Yeah.
I found that to see where I was. I know people say I've stalked you. I don't know that I stalked, but I definitely.
You've loved me from afar.
I did.
You're my best friend. And now I finally met you.
Right. So I do. I think if people listen to what you have to say and really, if you're hungry enough, will. And I think you also gave us a platform for those of us who want to be all digital, but not really, you also gave us, we can't. I mean, if you can see the paper on my desk right now, it's ridiculous. Because I'm a tactile person. So mm-hmm. I think if you're hungry enough and you find somebody that you connect with, you can really listen in. And then we find money for lots of different things. Mm-hmm. So if you can find money to do the Sunday basket or you can do the 100 day, it's definitely worth it. To me, it is because the peace of mind that I have, and it's not peace every day, but it's better than what it was.
Yeah.
If you look back at every 100 days, it's better than what it was. I just replayed your, because I couldn't do planning day live, but I did it last Friday and I was geeking out so bad because I was able to go back and look at the next 3 years and writing stuff down and it was flowing. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. And I didn't have that the last time.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think if people really think about what they need and if they think about what they could sacrifice to get it, mm-hmm. then the sacrifice is worth it. Yeah.
Do you think it's repaid you in the time and dollars that you've invested?
Yes. My son he needs a lot of time in the evening for homework.
Mm-hmm.
And because I have processes in place, because I don't have to clean all 100 days.
Yeah.
If I can make sure the bathrooms and bedrooms and kitchens are clean and do a mm-hmm. little bit of meal prep, I get to spend that hour and a half, 2 hours with him. Mm-hmm. And that makes a difference in the long run. These are things that he will remember for the rest of his life. And that means a lot to me.
Yeah. And the years, I mean, he's 13.
Yes.
And let me just tell you, the day they turn 18, I don't care how much you love them and give them everything. They're like, I'm 18. I'm an adult. I can do what I want. I'm like, that's fabulous. Mm-hmm. You don't have any money for deodorant, but you have money for all these things I don't want you to do.
Correct.
You
know, like, yeah.
And so those years of them listening to us and spending that time, and like I said, just being present, like sitting there while he does the homework.
Right.
It means so much to them, especially boys. I think girls tend to come back. Boys don't always. You know, it's not always true, but like a girl's going to call her mom. If a boy keeps calling his mom after he's married a few years,
That's true.
The wife is like, hey, you know, listen to me. I remember being that wife. Quit calling your mother. Listen to me. So, you know, it's a little different. It's a little bit different. So those years you have with those boys, soak up every one of them before they're like 19 or 20.
It's just, yeah.
It's just not the same as the time you'll get with girls later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Anything you wish you knew sooner, or kind of covered a lot?
I wish I would have known about your program before. I say that, and then I also think that it was just the time.
Agreed.
It was.
Yeah, the time. You didn't need it before. Could you have gotten it and gotten your house more perfect before you had your son? Probably. But you were functioning just fine. Like, you didn't need it perfect. But then when the opportunity came to, you know, be blessed with this wonderful human in your house and be like, okay, how are we going to do this?
Exactly.
It was the right time. You needed it then. Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. So you said your next step is you're doing the 100-day challenge and you want to start tackling your binders. Have you done any binders yet?
I've set up the binders. I think I have more in the household binder because we moved and we had all the documents. So I was able to do quite a bit with that. I just need to sit down and figure out when I'm going to start work. And the financial binder is kind of the next one I want to tackle, because we're making plans, vacation. You get to go to Italy.
Yeah, I do. I am going to Italy. That's the order I say to do the binders also. The household reference is the easiest one to do. Mm-hmm. It's the easiest one to find all the stuff. And then financial is next. I mean, you have a son now, so you need to have a will and a power of attorney and all that stuff that you needed before, but now there's another human being involved. So you really need that financial binder becomes really important.
Exactly. And I need my husband to be able to find it if he has questions and if my son has questions, and you know, so yeah, I'm actually looking forward to doing the binders.
Yay. Yeah. Who'd have thought, right? If I said 2 years ago, you're going to want to put your paper in binders, you'd be like, I don't think so. You know, you should take that bet with people. You should go up to people and say, how much do you want to bet that I could get you 1 year from now to want to put all your paper in binders? Like, okay, fine, $10. I'll take that bet. Everyone in the 100-day program is going to be rich. It's going
to
be great.
I am building my courage. I have been slowly trying to recruit my friends. If they listen to this, they know who they are.
We're silently calling out your name now, and you heard it.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
So let's leave with, what advice would you give to someone who is just starting out? So somebody's like, all right, I've gone all in. Now we're recording this right at the beginning of January. We'll probably be listening to this sometime in February or March. Okay. So it's not the start of a 100-day program when they're hearing this. Like, it's not the beginning of one of our years. We're in the middle. It's like February 23rd or something. They're listening to this podcast and they're like, all right, you know what? I'm going to go all in. What would you say to encourage them as they're getting started?
Take a deep breath. Embrace your decision. I threw an embrace. Embrace your decision.
Are you coming to see me at Embrace?
I'm trying.
Okay, good. All right, carry on.
Embrace your decision and just be confident that you have time. You are not on anybody else's timetable. Yep. If you only got to a certain point in the 100 day, it's coming back. Exactly. And so you can start over then. If you haven't gotten to the binders, mine sat in my cabinet for months, but it wasn't the time. So now it is. So just give yourself time. You have what you need, and that's the important thing. So just give yourself a lot of grace. Take a deep breath. Grab a cup of tea. And just enjoy. That's what I say.
Oh my goodness, Jamie. Thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you.
Are you loving these new podcasts? Oh my gosh, I could talk to you guys forever. And I love talking to you actually in person. If you have a story and you would love to share it on the podcast, just go to organize365.com/Wednesday to apply.